David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at. During the show, lessons for surviving, living, prevailing, walking, standing, running in Jesus. Politics, entertainment, and current events, only if you're in a super happy mood and you want me to depress you. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. I was talking to Cameron John the other day. I was explaining to him, oy vey. Now, being a Gentile, he doesn't quite understand those things, so I'm trying to help him out. Oy vey, you know what that means? Depends on what you're talking about. I want $1 million, oy vey. Or, your Aunt Edna died, oy vey. Same thing, different tone. Get it? Good. He didn't. Not so much. Anyway, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 866-577-2473-866. K-Praise. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin. Yes, a cross. Between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Miss Foster, you must alert the authorities immediately.
Why is that, sir?
All these new people we hired have been replaced by alien life forms.
And what makes you say that?
They're all here on time.
That's because they're from helpwantedsandiego.com.
That's their home planet?
No, it's the job site. So easy to apply that the number of applies per posting are now up over 57%.
Why are they all smiling so much?
Because they're happy.
Because they're not human.
Could be because they don't have to drive ridiculously long distances.
In their little spaceships.
In their cars.
The pod people do seem to be good at what they do.
Well, we get some of our best hirees through helpwantedsandiego.com.
Do we?
The site is super mobile friendly and the apply process is so easy. The applies are up over 57%, so they have more qualified local employees than ever.
So what is that strange sound I hear? Surely some intergalactic language.
I believe it's called laughter.
Well, at least they've come in peace. But whatever do we feed them?
I'm going to go with lunch. Lower prices to post jobs, mobile friendly, and so easy to apply to great local jobs. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Long name, amazing results.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Couple things I need to run in your direction. I think you guys are kind of used to some of this by now. Let's not forget about the school tuitions. You have the opportunity to go to K-Praise, which is KPRZ, by the way. People are flipping that name back and forth. K-Praise, KPRZ. K-Praise, KPRZ. What do you prefer, Doug Botta? What do you like?
Well, I think K-Praise is pretty awesome, but it's KPRZ.com.
Right. So. You can't go to KPRZ.com because that doesn't get you to where we are, I don't think. I don't think we have that one. It's KPRZ.com. And then if you want to use a little jingle that goes, K-Praise, you know, that's fine. I don't mind. I'm just giving you that permission. Anyway, you go there, get the information on the school tuitions, half price for the schools listed. Plus, I'm working right now with two schools that are not on our list. And they're considering seriously about 65% chance on these that give people the opportunity to attend these schools at half off. And the school is getting that retail value through the radio station. So if you have a real interest, send me an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. I'll do my best. No guarantees, but I will do my best. You know, I will make the call and see what the people will and or won't say. This segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries, our good friend Steve Wheeler and Coral. Steve going to be in the studio next week, joined by a special guest. You've heard him before, but I'm not going to say who it is. I will tell you this. If you're interested in connecting to a ministry that's a missionary-style ministry and you haven't done it yet, in other words, your church may do missionary work, and you probably should support that. I mean, that's my notion is if you've made your home somewhere, you ought to make that commitment. That's part of it. In your own home, you do what you can. And when the people leave your nest and become an empty nester, you still support those children of yours, right? It's all part of it. It's part of the family idea. If you've not made that connection or you don't have a missionary kind of ministry that you support, I encourage you to take a look at whitefields.org. That's their website. It's Whitefields Ministries, committed to taking the gospel to very remote places and supporting those pastors and churches that are way far out. No denominational church. These are small, independent churches in foreign countries that get almost zero support. And Whitefields takes it upon themselves to support them and strengthen them. Plus, another part of the mission is providing clean drinking water to these villages. And I just like that threefold approach. Additionally, they are very strong in networking with other missionary groups and churches. Whitefields.org, that is the website you want to go to hear testimonies, get some ideas on what's going on, where their vision is, what their thinking process is, and then you can see if you can connect. One way or another, as Steve will tell you next week, he would really appreciate you just lifting them up in prayer. He just believes that that's more valuable than a check. I know you think, oh, no, you're wrong. This is a man that's done ministry in this style or with ministers for 3.5 decades, if not 4 decades. I mean, it's like, come on. That's his life. That's the life that he and his family have directed. It's fantastic. Whitefields.org. The other thing I want to tell you, got to switch gears, and I've got to do it because it's important. So we talk about Whitefields, and we love that. We don't want to. This is not a. Next thing I want to tell you comes from our very own Susie Lopez. If you don't know, Susie is our promoter, our coordinator, and helps us with all of our, not just of our events, but our big promotions and the different things that take place throughout the community. She has made an arrangement with Marie Calendars. Now, I remember. And I think that Tugboat Todd remembers when you go to Marie Callender's and you do their big pie purchase, you go in that back room and you go through that line, you look at the pies and you pick them up. And, you know, pretty much it's a wheelbarrow experience. Whatever you can carry is probably what you're going to try and get. Marie Callender's is celebrating the summer with the buy one pie, get one for $4.99. You buy a whole pie to go. The regular price, you receive a second pie for $4.99. You can choose from one of 20 different varieties, which both Tugboat Todd and I think pecan pies like. The best.
Yeah.
That's the best. And then I like chocolate cream pie. I'm one of those. And then I like banana. And Tugboat has more of the pumpkin and apple. Right? But just talking about it gets me so hungry. They also have the thing going on where it's called the pair and share menu. So it's available for 2 people, unless there's 500 of you. I don't know if it's going to work under that auspices. It's for 2. And the guests can select from different menu items. It's an appetizer to share, 2 entrees, and a slice of their legendary pie. A slice each, by the way. So it's 2 slices. Anywhere from $25 to $30. Yep, that's good. We do want to point out there's 3 Marie Callender's in San Diego. More information, you want to go to MarieCallender's.com. And if you join The K-Praise Fan Club. Ooh, ooh, ooh. They call it new and improved. Just join the fan club. Nothing, it won't cost you anything. You get a chance to win a gift card to Marie Callender's. You go to kprz.com to register, or if you've got the app, tap on the app and to win. It'll be right on the app, and you can win. You don't have anything to lose, but you have a chance to win. But you can't win if you don't play. We're going to go an extra minute long on this, if that's all right, with our very own Tugboat Todd. I assume it is. What's our song?
Well, that's very novel.
That was very novel. John chapter 4, verse 48 through 50. Sometimes I got to ease into the show. Just give me a break here, folks. Jesus said, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will never believe." "Sir," the official said, "come down before my child dies." "Go," said Jesus, "your son will live." One of the things that has plagued part of the church, I think that's the right word since in my devotions, I'm right in the middle of the plagues, so I'll just use that, is this idea that the Lord does or does not still do powerful, miraculous elements. I don't think anybody's really going to disagree that the Lord does miraculous elements. The real disagreement comes down with if any individual can harness that power, that miraculous power, the way that the apostles seem to do that, the original apostles. My argument, being a Pentecostal Anabaptist, is nobody's going to do it like those apostles did. That was a separate element because they walked hand in hand with Jesus. I think that there was a special calling on Paul's life, on Barnabas's life. There was a unique calling at the beginning of the church, which really did foster a great deal of power manifestation. But that does not mean that when you pray for somebody that they won't get healed. And that, I think, is the problem, is typically people in the church flip on one side or the other and freak out to it. It's like, stop doing that. The Bible says, turn not to the left or right, but walk straight ahead. If you pray for 10 people and one person gets healed through that prayer process and God responded, why wouldn't you pray for 10,000 people so that 1,000 people can get healed? It's just dumb the way that that people do it. And no person heals anybody. Only God does the healing. You can be a vessel. You can be a vehicle. But you know what? It never happens if you don't try. Just like we were talking about the Marie Callender's Empire. You'll never win a contest if you don't enter. It's absurd. But sometimes the signs become the things that people look for. So Jesus makes a comment. He goes, unless you people see signs and wonders, you're not going to believe. There's a lack of belief in people's hearts and minds unless they see something miraculous. So, for example, you will say, maybe you won't say this to anybody else, but maybe you say it to the Lord. I'm not sure. But you might say, Lord, if you just show me these things, I'll know it's you. And because I know it's you, then I'll have confirmation. If I have confirmation, then I'll go forward and I'll do it. And then I'll be completely obedient. And there's nothing you'll ever ask me to do that I won't do. I'll do everything you ever tell me to do. And you know what? It's a lie. Because the majority of people that ask for a sign, even when God gives them some type of sign and indicator, they don't believe it anyway. And I've gone through that 100,000 times. Lord, show me what it is. And then the Lord will show me. And I'll go, show me that what you showed me what it is what you showed me. And then I'll even do that. And I'll go, show me what it is that you showed me, that what it is that you showed me, so I know it's you showing me. That's because the power of the Lord showing us things from time to time blows in one ear and out the other. If you're looking for a good example besides the church, let's see, he fed 5,000. I don't know what we're going to do because there's less people to feed. And now we have more stuff. That's us. That's the church. I don't know what Jesus is going to do. He healed that guy from being blind, but that guy's walking funny. I don't know if he can do it. It's like we see something unbelievable and forget. And then there's something else that comes not even as big. And we're like, oh, that'll never happen. Children of Israel were no different. Food from nowhere. Water from a rock. Yeah, but what have you done for me lately? That's the attitude. So Jesus is like, you know, unless you see a sign, you're just not going to believe. And the guy's like, well, come on down before my kid dies. Here's something the guy did that was novel. Ready? In verse 50 and 51, it says he believed Jesus and took him at his word. What? Taking Jesus at his word? Who could have thought of that? That's so novel. The guy believed. The guy received, and he went, and he found it to be so. You know what he didn't get? A sign. You know what he did have? Faith. You know what he got from the faith? Results. results. Oh my goodness, it's novel. He took Jesus at his word. Fall down and slap yourself on the back. Can you believe that guy took Jesus at his word? How unique, how novel, how sad that we have to point that out. Hey, Jesus said it. I believe it. That settles it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back for more. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. This year, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel this fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station, and Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many such historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renowned vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead this tour. 4- and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit experienceisraeltour.com. That's experienceisraeltour.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Couple of things to let you know right off the bat. Our great friend Sam Rasul. Sam Rasul just gave another check to another ministry. Hard to keep up with that guy. I don't know what's it. I know that he goes on vacation. I just don't know when. Him and Steve, the reason they get along, Steve is always on an airplane and Sam is always working. Somehow that works together for them. Anyhow, thinksam.com. If you are thinking, you know, I want to sell my house, but I'm not sure if now is the time. And I do like what Sam said on the show. He said, you know, if you're thinking I'm going to sell my house now or in the next year or the next 2 years, this is as good a time as any to get it taken care of. Jumping on top of that. But if you're not sure what that house is worth, you can't just go to a website, which, by the way, Sam contributes to those websites, and just put it in an algorithm and say that's the value. It has to be dependent not just on comparables, but blood, sweat, and tear. It has a lot to do with presentation. It has a lot to do with the tender, loving care and ownership that shows in every house. It shows in your life. It shows in how you exist, and it shows in the things you keep. And so Sam's just saying, look, let me come out and make sure that you're getting as much as you can get for it, and it won't cost you a penny. You don't have to sign up with him. You don't have to do anything. And if you're like, I'm just not sure about it, cool. You don't have to do anything. Just talk to him and say, Sam, I'm thinking about it. You know, what's your thoughts on A, B, C, D, E? Because you might have a purpose in mind and he might tell you, bad idea, wait. He doesn't have any problem telling the truth, telling it the way it is. You can reach him, thinksam.com. KPRS.com. 858-7801. Sam? 858-7801. Sam. And Tugboat Todd and I say, if it's not for you, but for somebody you know, then we say,
send them to Sam.
There you go. Powerful there. I like that one. All right. Let's get ready to do our next little itty-bitty thing. This is one that some people will appreciate more than others, and I think I appreciate this more than Tugboat Todd will. We're going to do our E. coli termite and pest control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Don't forget, E. coli termite.com, 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. All right. Now, my very good friend and producer, Tugboat Todd's going to have a hard time with this one. Because I have found something that has happened, and I want to know if anybody else goes through this as well. There are moments in my life where I am more charitable than others. I mean, there's just moments where you're feeling a little bit, not just Christmas time, but just there's moments that come upon you. And so whenever I do that, I think, what would I like to get, do unto others as you have them do unto yourself? And so I always try and get people some extra food. But as happened 4 years ago when I bought somebody a massive Christmas present of food and they told me the day they received it, I just started a diet a week ago. And is happening this weekend as we are going to be having a little gathering for the production crew. I have two people that have told me they are on diets again. I'm saying that's what's bugging me. People that go on diets without telling you months in advance so that you can prepare if you're going to feel generous and create a pizza party. That's it. I'm done. Not saying anything else. Thank you very much. Okay. A little bit of Irish there. Let's get ready for bad news for the JWs. What do we got? All right. This is not great news for Jehovah's Witnesses. Sorry. It was funny the other day we were talking about Jehovah Mimes. That's funny. If you can't laugh at that, you know, check your pulse. In fact, don't check your pulse. You don't have one. Exodus chapter 6, verse 1 through 4. Then the Lord said to Moses, now you are going to see what I will do to the king. I will force him to let my people go. In fact, I will force him to drive them out of his land. God spoke to Moses and said, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob as Almighty God. But I did not make myself known to them by my holy name, the Lord. I also made my covenant with them, promising to give them the land of Canaan, the land in which they lived as foreigners. Here is why this is a distinct problem for Jehovah's Witnesses. First, the Lord says, I will do this, I will do this, I will do this. Let me tell you something. When God wants something done, it gets done. If God has decided, so shall it be, so shall it be. Again, we talked about this before. It doesn't matter what it takes to get there. If God wants it fulfilled, it will be fulfilled. And he talks to Moses and he goes, you know what? I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I call them the AIJ. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I appeared to them. But look what he says in verse 3. I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as Almighty God, but I did not make myself known to them by my holy name. Here's the problem for Jehovah's Witnesses. They think that if you're not using the name Jehovah, then you're not really a witness for God. So what they need to do is somebody needs to believe in Jesus, get up to heaven and ask Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob if they believed in God and if they were good witnesses for God, since God specifically and distinctly says, I did not make myself known to them by my name, but I did make a covenant with them. See, now watch this. This is the thing that people might not like. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob did not need God's name to know God. God didn't feel it was necessary to go, my name is Frank. It doesn't matter. God was communicating with them, and they were like going, we love you, and God's like, God, I love you, and they make an agreement. That's what a covenant is. It's an agreement, and they're together. But not once did God pull out his ID and go, here's my name, here's my ID, here's my picture. I'm just proving it's me. And yet they had, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, fantastic relationships with God. Jehovah's Witnesses don't think you can have a relationship with God or a connection with God unless you know his name. Uh-oh. If that's true, then Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are sure in trouble because God didn't tell them his name. Uh-oh. Well, either Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are wrong or Jehovah's Witnesses are wrong. I go Jehovah's Witnesses are wrong. I go it's bad news for the JWs. The scripture makes it absolutely clear. Oh, I made myself known to these guys. I never told them my name. So you don't have to know God's name to have a relationship and a covenant with him? Nope. Now you're thinking, well, wait, we use the name Jesus. We do use the name Jesus in the New Testament because we are Jesus witnesses. That's a much better way to say it. But that does not exclude God communicating in the Old Covenant manners and ways that he wanted to communicate himself. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 3 tells us that he manifested himself and revealed himself in different ways and at different times to different peoples. That's what he did to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's not the problem. The problem is, in the Jehovah's Witness realm, unless you know God's specific title, you can't know God. And that's incorrect. And the scripture makes it so. And so as much as people can bounce up and down, you can get all upset as much as you want. It's so funny that I came across this because on Friday we're going to have the author of the book Cult Shock talking to Jehovah's Witnesses at your door. And this DDD completely unrelated to the book. So I want you to catch the flavor. I think the Lord wants to make sure you know that the way you fight lies is with the truth. And the way that you defeat cults is with biblical truth. And we're going to get into that. Ooh, Friday, that's going to be a very intense time. But anyway, it's bad news for JWs because Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob did a fantastic job knowing God without really knowing his name. In the New Testament, we get that same connect through Jesus. You want to be close to God like Abraham was? Five letters, J-E-S-U-S. Go with it. That's how God has made it known in these last times. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Got to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I'm Lonnie Chen of the Hoover Institution for townhall.com. In the last week alone, terrorists have attacked or attempted to attack targets in European nations we call allies and friends. One of the main railway stations in Brussels, Belgium was targeted. So too were innocent civilians on the Champs-Élysées in Paris. These attempts come on the heels of deadly attacks in London and Manchester and recent attacks in Stockholm, Berlin, and Nice. The threat of radical jihadist terrorism is real, and if we are naive enough to believe that the terrorists are only interested in attacking European nations, shame on us. They'd love nothing more than to successfully attack the American homeland. That's why, for all the threats we face around the world, none is more significant than the one we face from radical Islamic terrorism. The intelligence community and law enforcement have done a superb job of keeping Americans safe since 9/11. Lawmakers should make sure they have everything they need for success. And the Trump administration should continue to devote time, effort, and resources to neutralizing and eventually defeating this threat. I'm Lonnie Chen.
You live in a nice neighborhood or condominium community, but that isn't enough. You need to know your board and community manager are making the right decisions to protect your investment. Community Associations Institute can help. Visit ResponsibleCommunities.com to learn more.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We do want to say, for those that are hearing this on the repeat, we do a repeat. It's still 10 to 11 and 11 to 12. Do they still do that repeat process?
So nice. We play it twice.
Oh, that's good. Where'd you come up with that one? You have to have been in radio to come up with that. So nice. We play it twice. See, now I would say so nice. They play it thrice, which means three. I'm just saying. They do. They do play on the weekends. They play like 1 hour on Saturday and 1 hour on Sunday. How do they pick that one? Is that just kind of like...
I think maybe hour one on Saturday and hour two on Sunday, I guess, maybe.
Well, I know, but how do they pick which show? Do they just
It's the last replay. I believe it's the replay from Friday.
Oh, so whatever's played on Friday.
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. You know, there's a lot to learn. I was talking to our professor, why not? And he said, you know about this one forum? And I looked at him. I've been in this for 5 years. He goes, you know about this one forum? I'm like, no. It's like, you think after 5 years I would kind of know all the forms that come from the government about, you know, different things you talk about? I had no idea. Never heard of it. He's like, huh. Like, oh, that's not good, is it? I know about it now. All right. A couple things to throw your direction. Last day or two for Focus on the Family Adventure and Odyssey Getaway Weekend to Colorado Springs. Now, you might be sitting there thinking, you know, I don't want to go to Colorado Springs. Why would I enter? Maybe your friend does. Maybe your neighbor does. Maybe you just want to send your kids. That's a joke. Anyway, I'm just saying, you have that opportunity to go to KPRZ, click on the banner. You can win live event front row seats, which is Adventures in Odyssey as a live event, which is totally cool. You get airfare, hotel, and transportation. You only got to pay for food. It's like, that's a good deal. And there's some really... really good restaurants there. That's all I'm going to say, just really good. Don't forget Pathway to Victory, Dr. Robert Jeffress, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. He will be our keynote speaker at our pastor's lunch, so I'll get a chance to see him again. He's a great guy. What I like about Dr. Jeffress is he's succinct in his argument. Even if you don't agree with everything he says, he doesn't make things. He doesn't pull in something from the far out zone and pull this other thing. He is a very line upon line, precept upon precept type of teacher. Just like bam, 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 bam. 1, 2, 3 to 4. So I like that because it's like very specific. He does it very, very well. And then last but not least, Experience Israel with Pastor Sean Thornton. You got to go to experienceisraeltour.com. Some of you are really thinking about it because there has been a little bit of a shift in Israel on the conservative side. And guess what? Some of the visits and some of the tourism is increasing. So this is a great time to go because it's very lively, very, very safe, a lot of fun. And every person we've talked to said it's life-changing. Because you get to see what you've been reading about your whole life. It's like, that's cool. And I do hear that tour from Reuven Doran is like out of this world. So I just encourage you, if you can't get more info, call the station. But simply, you can go to experienceisraeltour.com to get the tour info. Let's get ready for our next devotional diamond of the day.
Jesus, I thought we were playing hide and seek and you weren't hiding.
No, Peter, I wasn't playing hide and seek.
I just can't believe that was on the internet. I just don't understand how that is. I don't really like the voice of Jesus because I think he probably had a much more thunderous voice, but it's funny.
Thought you were playing hide and seek.
No, I'm not playing hide and seek.
Then that's...
All right. Why is that important? Well, it's important to understand that God is not hiding. Who's that important? Needs to understand that? You do and I do. We do. That he's not hiding. There's this definite problem that I have when I'll ask the Lord or pray about something, search for something in Scripture, not maybe finding everything I'm looking for, and it's not as though God is hiding on purpose, but there's a part of me that thinks, can't you just, like, you know, speak or open up a wormhole and say, here I am or something? Like, you want the Lord just to make that big revelation. Here's the difficulty. The difficulty is God reveals himself to us on a continual basis, on an everyday basis. We just don't listen. He's not hiding. Exodus chapter 5, verse 3. Moses and Aaron replied, the God of the Hebrews has revealed himself to us. Did you hear that? The God of the Hebrews has revealed himself to us. God is a revealer. People will go, and I have relatives whom I adore, but we will mention the book of Revelation. It's like, well, that's too confusing. Hey, it's called Revelation. It's the revealing of God, not the hiding of God. And we need to flip that in our minds. God is not a gaseous concept on Pluto. He's not, you know, traveling another multiverse at another time and we'll get back to you later, like a lot of deists think, even though George Washington wasn't a deist. The bottom line is that God reveals himself on a regular basis, and I just want to list a few things by which he does. And if we are attentive in these things, we may find that in God revealing himself, there might be answers that we're looking for. After all, who's got the answers but the creator of all life? So I'd tell you the first thing on a day-by-day basis, the way that God reveals himself is through prayer. Have you ever noticed in your communion time, if you get out of the repetition of prayer, because some people go and they say this, they'll say the Lord's Prayer in their prayer. They don't even know what they're saying anymore. It's like, that's not praying. That's not talking to God. That's reciting. Do you know the difference between reciting a poem and understanding a poem? You know the difference between just reciting something? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation under God, indivisible. You're just saying it. There's no feeling. There's no... Well, you don't pray that way. You talk to the Lord. He's your Father. He's the Lord God, King of the universe. He's the master of all there is. And there's times where you come in and you acknowledge that. Come in with such reverence that God even allows you to talk to him. You are so lucky that God lets you talk to him. And sometimes you ought to approach it that way. There's other times you approach it different, but there are times for that. Prayer is a great place of the revelation of God, of the character of God, that communion that takes place between you and God. Many answers to many people have come in times of prayer. Ask 20 people who are Christians, and you will find amazing results. I challenge you. How about that? I'll put you on this show if you take 20 genuine Christians and not one of them has revelation from God in their prayer time. I'll put you right on the show. You can tell people. And I'll say I'm wrong. How about that? Try it. The other place the Lord is revealed is in fellowship. Have you ever noticed that when you do fellowship and it's not about eating the tacos, not that eating tacos is bad, but when it's not about eating the tacos, but perhaps more about the Lord and the fellowship and the church and what you're trying to do, that there's a sense of purpose and a sense of understanding and direction and a sense of definitiveness and belonging. That all takes place in fellowship. I mean, that's what the church does. So it's not just simply a retreat from the world or a reinforcement. This is the pre-party to heaven with the very same brothers and sisters you're going to be hanging out with. Hey, it's time to get the family together. Let's go. We're going on a trip. Like, all right. First class. All right. Amusement park. Probably better. You know, it's like, yeah. Free rides for everybody. Yeah. I mean, come on. It's fantastic. Another place you can really find the revelation of God is if you don't look to this as God, but look to see God's hand in it, and that is in creation. Creation is not God, and planet nut people, I've got nothing for them. If the best they can do is a tree, they're on their own. Oh, mighty tree, fit into my fireplace. Anyway, the bottom line to that is simple. God shows majesty and beauty through the power of his creation. It's cool. One of my very, very good friends, Ohio State Ron, understands this one the best. The fourth one, stillness. When you know you're doing that praying thing, you don't always got to talk. You know, when I sit there with my wife, I'm going to just be honest. We don't always talk 24/7, although I apparently talk more than other people. But just being in the room with her is cool. That's how it should be. She could be playing her. She plays one of those goofy, what is those, candy games? Those weird little things. And I just, like, okay. I got nothing. I don't play those. But we're still in the same room all the time, every day. Because that's what we strengthen one another. By supporting one another. Just by being with one another. There's a presence revelation in ministry. Anytime you're doing ministry, serving people, being like Jesus, there's a reflection and a revelation of Jesus. When you act like Jesus, guess what? It's like Jesus is around. Ding, 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 ding. These are fantastic things. Sometimes the Lord will show you himself through circumstance. There's no way in the universe that anything can possibly good come of this. Bam! Something good comes of it. You go, wow. That's the Lord revealing himself. And you know, I haven't even talked about the word. Are you dying there? You know, and I know that from my point of view, the revelation of God through the word of God is the highest single point for grasping and understanding and seizing communion with God. It helps us. It's what he has to say. God's not hiding, folks. These are just quick things to show you he's revealing himself all the time. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
What is the longest you've had to wait for something? There's a story in the Bible about a man named Jacob who waited 14 years to marry the woman he loved. Talk about a long engagement. It's hard to have patience, especially in this on-demand world we live in. But God's word tells us that as followers of Jesus Christ, sometimes we have to wait. Check out Psalm 37.
Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him.
And Romans 12.
Be patient in trouble and keep on praying.
So if you feel stuck today, just waiting for God, be encouraged. God loves you and cares about you. He does have a perfect plan for what's going to happen next in your life. In the meantime, remember to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to give you peace and patience. We can tell you more about patience at our website, findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. From the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
In a move aimed at avoiding religious unrest, Samoa officially became a Christian state. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Earlier this month, the Samoan Parliament passed a bill amending the Constitution to transform the country from a secular to a Christian state. The objective of the amendment was to insert in the Constitution that Samoa is a Christian nation to declare the dominance of Christianity in Samoa. Of the Parliament's 49 representatives, 43 voted in favor of the bill. Samoa already had a reference to Christianity in the preamble to its Constitution, which declared that the Samoan government should conduct itself within the limits prescribed by God's commandments, and that Samoan society is based on Christian principles. However, a preamble to a Constitution is generally seen as a broad symbolic national statement, one of historical or cultural significance, rather than a legislative tool. What Samoa has done is shift references to Christianity Christianity into the body of the Constitution, giving the text far more potential to be used in legal processes. Previously, Article 1 of the Samoan Constitution had declared that Samoa is founded on God, a broad religious conception that could be applied to all religious groups. But with this change, Article 1 will now read, Samoa is a Christian nation founded on God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, a specifically Christian conception of God, with no room for interpretation by other religious groups or by the government and judiciary. A new study revealed two things Americans are most stressed about. One, healthcare expenses, and two, saving for retirement. One phone call right now can take care of both of these. Just call MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses. Most members save about $500 a month compared to other healthcare plans. Imagine having a great healthcare plan and adding $500 to your retirement every month. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Was an upright man, thought I made a stand. But now I'm down.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Love that song. People don't know, and I mentioned this before, my brother wrote that when he was in Christian rehab. It's just like a fantastic view. Hear the song from start to finish. And I've actually had people say, well, you know, he was in Christian rehab. Should he be in ministry? I don't know. Paul was a murderer. Should he? Oh, will you stop that, Dave? Okay. I've been hearing this stuff for a long time. I'm just saying, you know. I mean, I'm young, but in the Lord, maybe not so much. Well, young comparatively. I mean, 40 years compared to my 40 trillion is going to be, that's pretty small. You know, it's a very small little amount. Let's get into our Facebook post. I really like this. It's called Receiving Jesus. We talked about this before. John chapter 1, verse 12 is the normal text I'm using. I'm not using that text right now. That's the normal text talking about receiving, accepting, acknowledging Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Here's another text that gives us pause, and it led me to an interesting conclusion. Luke chapter 9, verse 51 to 53 says, when the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him who went and entered a village of the Samaritans to make preparations for him. But the people did not receive him because his face was set towards Jerusalem. All right. There's a lot of discussion about receiving Jesus and how do you receive Jesus? Well, I would assume that one receives someone by welcoming them. So if somebody says to you, well, how does a person actually receive Jesus? Your first response should be they welcome Jesus into their lives. That's how you receive somebody. Somebody knocks on your door. What do you do? I mean, I can ask any person. They knock on your door. It's 11 at night and you open the door and you kind of know who they are. You open the door and you let them in. That's called receiving them. That's you're looking for the definition. That's it. There's not a lot of complexity here. It's not a litany of theological responses. It's letting them in and welcoming them. Well, the Samaritans didn't receive Jesus. Receiving Jesus is biblical, yes. But they didn't do it. But I want you to see why they didn't do it. And this is the thing I think as I looked at it, this was the thing that kind of spun in a new direction. It says the people did not receive him because his face was set towards Jerusalem. Now, the Samaritans didn't like the Jewish people, like the Jewish people didn't like the Samaritans. There was a lot of bad blood between these two groups. The Samaritans were multi-raced with Jewish blood mixed in, whereas the Israelites, the Jewish people, the Pharisees most specifically, were of more pure blood nature. So there was a lot of tension between them. Of course, you know, Jesus broke that barrier, and the intent of Christianity is not to have those kind of barriers. But the people of Samaria and the people of Jerusalem didn't see eye to eye. They weren't buddy buddies. And Jesus had a goal. And you know what his goal was? He was going towards Jerusalem. Now, why was Jesus going towards Jerusalem? Because if he didn't go towards Jerusalem, if he didn't lay down his life, then there wouldn't be peace with God, and we wouldn't have a restored and a redeemed relationship. The problem for the Samaritans is that Jesus' destination and purpose and goal wasn't theirs. The Samaritans had their own goal in mind. They had their own purposes in mind. They had their own great places in mind, and they didn't see Jesus' goal as important. Here's the question. Is your goal the same as Jesus' goal, or is your goal yours? That's the post. They didn't receive Jesus because their goal was different. Is your goal different than Jesus? I know that there's things you want to accomplish in your life. I'm not trying to take that away. Don't misunderstand. But in priority, isn't Jesus' goals in your life more important than your goals in your life? Wouldn't you think that what God wants accomplished in your life outweighs what you think should be accomplished? Isn't God's opinion better than your assessment? Isn't God's desire more important to you than your fantasical mindset? You see what I'm driving at? I think that we who are Christians welcome Jesus into our lives because who would not want to live forever and have favor with God? But there is a difference between Savior and Lord. For a Savior saves and a Lord is a master. And Jesus, of course, is supposed to be both. And there is a difference between saying yes to God mostly versus saying yes to God completely. And when we put us and our insight in front of God and his declarations, purposes, and plans, we're blowing it. So that's all I'm saying. Receiving Jesus is biblical, but it's not just to the point of life insurance or fire insurance. It's to the point of having your world submerged into his. If you can think of it as God is the ocean and you're the submarine, get in the water. It's his world. He'll tell you what the destination is. He'll tell you what the goal is. Receive Jesus and receive the goal that he has in mind. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty, and then we'll come back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.